There's something to be said for when people get an email, like they don't just want information, they want to be entertained. And it's amazing like what stories will do. Because I was thinking, we were at the bar the other night with a couple of friends. And
hey, podcast listener, you're about to discover insider tips, tricks, and secrets to making more sales and converting more prospects into customers with email marketing. For more information about the Email Marketing Podcast or the Autoresponder Guy, go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Hey everybody, it's John McIntyre here, the Autoresponder Guy, and it's time for episode 6 of the Email Marketing Podcast, where we talk about the top tips, tricks, and secrets for making more sales and growing your revenue with email marketing. It's episode 6, and today I'll be talking to Andre Chaperone about why storytelling is like crack cocaine to email subscribers and how to use it to double, triple, and even quadruple your response rates. Andre is one of the best email marketers I know, and in this episode, he outlines his entire strategy, plus how you can walk away from this interview with an action plan to improve the email marketing in your business. To get the show notes for this episode of the Email Marketing Podcast, go to dropdeadcopy.com/EP6. But first, I've got to make another person famous by reading out the review. So I'll do this real quick. Today's review is coming from Michael Kawula at selfemployedking.com. It reads, "Warning, don't send another email till you listen. John brings consistent, informative guests to help you grow your business. Listen, if you send emails, you need to get these golden nuggets. And if you're not sending emails, what's wrong with you? This works. Listen to the Autoresponder Guy and get prepared for massive opens on future emails." Thanks, Michael. That's you can check out Michael's website at selfemployedking.com. Now, if you want to chat on the show, leave me a review. Go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast, click on the review link, go to iTunes, and leave a review. Don't forget to leave a link to your site. If your review is chosen, I'll read it out on the show and give you a little bit of fame. Now, is there anything in particular you want to hear about? Anyone you want me to interview? Any specific problems that you have in your business right now? Because let me know. I want a podcast about it. Send your problems. That sounds kind of morose, but send your problems to john@dropdeadcopy.com. I'll see what I can do to solve them for you. Okay? Now, let's go talk to Andre Chaperone. It's John McIntyre here, the Autoresponder Guy. I'm here with Andre Chaperone, a master storyteller. He created Autoresponder Madness, an email marketing training program that puts your email marketing on steroids. He's one of the best, if not the best, email copywriters I've ever met, and he never even studied copywriting the way most copywriters have. I've learned a ton from him, and I've applied tons of his strategies to my own email marketing campaigns, and today we're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff, but mostly it all comes back to Andre's strategy, or the Autoresponder Madness strategy. So we'll get into that in just a moment. Andre, how are you going today?
How you doing, man? I'm doing really well. Please excuse my sniffy nose, but I've got a bit of hay fever, so I'll try not to sniff too much.
It's all good, man. I was out late on the weekend, and I got a bit of a blocked nose for catching up a few nights with a bit of a hangover. So, all right, man. I think a few people know who you are, but let's start off and tell people, like, who is Andre Chaperone and what does Andre do?
I just write emails, I guess. email. I'm an introvert. I don't do interviews, and I certainly don't do any videos. So I kind of just hide behind email, and that's kind of I guess why I became pretty good at writing emails, is because it was the only way for me to communicate with an audience. And so it kind of became natural after a while that I can just use email and text and communicate with a massive audience and influence them and persuade them and get them to do stuff without me having to stick my face out there. So yeah, that's kind of why I really focused on email massively. And so now it's just easy.
Okay. Cause you got started a long time ago. What, you've been doing this for 10 years now, or 6 years, or 7 years, or?
Yeah. 10 years this year. So.
Wow. That's you have a party, a 10 year anniversary of some kind.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. So you started off doing a range of stuff, and then you started doing email where you would, and then it's kind of that your strategy has evolved over time. And now, as far as I know, you would call it, I mean, it's in your product, your Autoresponder Madness. Tell us a bit about what's Autoresponder Madness.
It's a unique way of writing and setting up email. using storytelling. So I kind of borrowed it from the way Hollywood write all their blockbusters and their TV episodes, whereas if you think about like a block of emails as an episode of Lost, let's say Lost season one, and Lost season one was 20 odd episodes. So, you know, you could literally make 20 odd emails in an email sequence that would kind of do a similar thing. Obviously, it's not Lost per se, but you use all the elements that those guys use to create engagement and hook people back into the stuff. And it's really easier than it sounds, I guess, but it's just using storytelling to get people to go from email to email to email. It provides value because people love listening to and reading stories, and within the context of your stories is your marketing message, where you get to promote stuff and get to do stuff, you know, move people towards you, get them to buy stuff.
Right. So yeah. So in the end of the day, it's trying to telling them these stories so they buy. And so it's not a story in a single email. It's a story that's spread over 10 emails, and it never really ends. It just keeps people, so they're opening your emails over and over again.
Right. So yeah, you just keep adding emails to the end of the sequence. And I'm talking about follow-up sequences here, not to broadcast emails. The strategy for broadcast emails is different. So okay. almost everything I do is based around follow-up sequences, because then you have full control over the context of what people are seeing all the way through the sequence.
Okay. So one thing I've been meaning to ask, I was going to ask it at the end, but now's a good time, is, I mean, we're both familiar with Ben Settle and John McCulloch and some of these guys that do daily emails, and they don't do a lot of open loops. They don't seem to use the open loop strategy very much, but they're very confident in their own way of doing things, which is really just to tell a story in each email and then to sell in every single email. So what do you think about that in relation to autoresponder madness?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, there's no one way to skin a cat, right? Mm. It's just, for me, doing it this way has created this you know, amazing groups of customers that will just, you know, they just latch onto your stuff. They love reading all the emails that get sent out, to the point that they email you when they think they've missed an email. Mm. So. For me, it's always been win-win that way. And of course, you can sell any single email. There's nothing wrong with that if you do it correctly. The thing is, most people don't do it right. It's a balancing act, I guess. But for me, I just find it really easy just to string sequences of emails together, tell a story across them, use some open loops to create some engagement and some excitement, and get people, you know, wanting the next email. And, you know, it's just creating, you know, at the same time, you're also conditioning people to, when they see the email hit the inbox, they want to open it because, you know, they just know there's going to be some cool stuff inside there.
Right. And one thing that I thought of then is that the strategies are very similar. Like, whether you do the, you know, the daily email stuff and selling every email, or you do the ARM open loop stuff, it's still always stories. And this is what really blows my mind, and it kind of surprised me when I finally realized it. But it's that sales and marketing, the best, it's all just stories. It's not sitting down and coming up with crazy copywriting techniques or looking at the best headline formulas or anything like that. It's a lot of the time, it's just telling stories.
Yeah, it's all about telling stories. I mean, the people that they get it all wrong just don't tell stories. And, you know, it's just buy my shit. This is a very small email, a link, and then they wonder why they don't get great results. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, the people use storytelling in every single market and every single thing, all the successful ones anyway. There's a great book called Tell to Win by Michael Gerber, and he talks about how he uses storytelling throughout, you know, throughout his whole business, and he's in the movie business, so.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, there was might have been someone I talked to. They, you know, that I interviewed for the podcast, but they mentioned when Top Gun the movie came out, Navy recruitment went through the roof, and the sales of aviator sunglasses also went through the roof. But
right, yeah.
There was no sales pitch. There was no call to action. There was no headline or crazy technique or anything. There was just a story. And it kind of, it's just incredible how much everyone understands how that works. That's the interesting thing.
Yeah, that's the cool thing with doing it that way is you can literally tell a story, and within the context of the story, without forcing it, you can have a marketing message, and you know then it can just kind of conclude with, you know, by the way, here's this thing. If you want to move forward, or move your business forward, or if you want to do X, Y, and Z, by the way, this is it here. That's what I'm using, and there's no, you know, selling per se. You know, of course, there's something for sale, but the way that the whole thing's been positioned and framed, it's just completely different, and people don't see it as a sales pitch. It's just you know, creating this context and giving them this you know, writing the email in the way that you've written it, you're essentially providing value, even though there's something for sale.
The way I think about it is you're getting someone's, like the story or the topic or the subject matter just gets a certain type of attention. And then you just put things in front of that type of attention, and certain people are just going to buy because you have their attention.
Yeah. I mean, writing emails is all about attention and trust. So trust is something that you build over time. And attention, you know, you can use these techniques to create attention. And then once you own those two things, then anything's possible. And then you can do anything. Then you can make a lot of money using email.
that's a really good point to turn over to what, you know, basically the idea that, you know, what makes the storytelling work, and what makes guys like Ben Settle and guys like you or anyone get away with this storytelling stuff and selling stuff without. It's almost like, I hate to use the phrase because I think it's lame, but sell without selling. Like it's still selling, but it's not selling the way most people think. And it seems to come back to research and, you know, empathy, understanding the market. And you talk a lot about this in your material. So tell us a bit about that. Why is it important, and what can people do to go and start to understand who they're trying to talk to?
I guess if there's one secret, this is it. This is that one thing. I mean, everything else is just techniques to get even better results. But if there's one thing that needs to be done, it's this part, which is understanding who you're writing to and understanding their wants and needs and desires, and you know, the problem and the pain that they're going through. So for me, understanding that is everything. So what I've been doing more of lately is in-person interviews, and it's just completely game changing. I'm a massive follower of the Lean Startup methodologies, and that essentially everything's around doing this thing called customer development, which is getting outside of the building and interviewing people, you know, face to face or over the phone. So by doing that, you can really understand and get a feel for what they're going through, and the whole empathy thing is just, it's just so much better than the normal observational thing, which is still important to do though. When you just hang, you know, you can go to forums and you can go to places where your audience hangs out, and you can, you know, essentially be the fly on the wall and figure out, you know, what they're going through.
Yeah.
That if anything is like stage one, and then stage two is taken to the next level, and then doing the interviews and the aha moments is just, you know, it just keeps going off. And then obviously when you know who you're writing to and you know all the pain points and you know all these different things about them, you can write emails all day long that are going to resonate and just work really, really well and connect. I mean,
right.
Because obviously then whenever you tell the story, you just wrap the story around all these emotional hot buttons that you know are going to connect with the people on the other end. But if you don't know what's driving and motivating them, you know, you can tell any story in the world. It's just, you know, it's not going to work the same way. You can't just tell a story for the sake of telling a story.
Right. Okay.
So it's not going to connect.
Okay. So, you know, people talk about going to forums and Amazon reviews and things like that. But at the end of the day, the bee's knees of this research stuff is to go on to, find a way to interview these people face to face over a coffee or call them. How could the average person, let's say they're just getting started, or maybe they have a list, because I think most people having listening to this would have a list. What's the best way for them to go out and do this? And what sort of questions do they need to be asking?
There's some really great resources on the internet about doing problem interviews. There's a book that I use as my little manual called Running Lean by Ash Moriah. It's a fairly new book, and he's got the whole script on there.
Okay.
That he uses. Or you can just type in Ash Moriah problem interview into Google, and he's got a massive article that he's written about how he approaches doing proper interviews. I mean, I'm no pro at doing interviews, which is why I'm saying this. You know, just type in Ash Moriah problem interview into Google, and you'll find his article, and it's all inside there. He's got the scripts, what he does, why he does it, what you shouldn't do, and that's probably the best place to start. Yeah, and then you just, I mean, essentially, it's just about understanding the problem. And yeah,
what's a good way? What's a good way for people to find someone to interview? Because I think some people would wonder about that. Where do they get an interviewee?
Well, obviously, if you already have an audience that you talk to, and you know, if you already operate within a space, then you're probably going to have a list already, like you've already mentioned. So, I do proper surveys, like, you know, using Poll Daddy or SurveyMonkey, and I hard code those surveys into different parts of my autoresponder sequence. Mm. So it's always contextually relevant. You know, I'll ask questions based on what that story has been. You know, that part of the sequence. But so I'll do those sorts of interviews from time to time, and then I'll just, you know, send out an email and say, listen, I'm needing to understand X, Y, and Z, and I'm looking to interview a few people. And, you know, then you get people just responding. I mean, when you've got a list of thousands of people, it's really easy to get 5 or 10 people responding to whatever. Just yesterday or the day before, I sent out an email, and again, there's different ways of gaining all these insights. There's no one way which is a perfect way. So in the email that I wrote on Friday, I ended off in the PS section that, you know, I'm trying to understand of how many people on my list have good six-figure or seven-figure businesses, you know, because I didn't, you know, in terms of what ratio, I was a bit in the dark about that. So I just asked the question, really, and I've got a whole bunch of responses now from people, which I'm now going to go through and understand what, you know, because that's obviously a different type of person on my list. And I do lots of segmenting. So at some point, I'll then start creating some segments for those higher tier people, and then, you know, creating different autoresponder sequences for them.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I liked how you did that, because I got that email when you sent it, and it was just very, very casual, and there was nothing salesy or pressury about it. You just, you know, PS, you know, a bit of kind of background context to understand what you wanted to know, and then just kind of hit reply and tell me, and then a little smiley face, and that was it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all under the radar. I mean, it's just very by the way, and yeah, people can resonate and they respond to that, because it, for them, it's you emailing them. They've just received this email. It's you talking to them, and it's very casual. And then they just hit respond, you know, hit the reply button, and then they'll tell you anything you want. But to get to that point, you need to build up that little trust equity number that I kind of talk about a lot. So once you've got some trust established, and
okay, and I think one thing that people need to understand is that it's, you don't need a high tech setup. You don't need, like you mentioned, the survey things like Poll Daddy and those things. You can use Google Forms, which is free, or you can just tell people to reply to the email, and they'll reply. It's amazing when you ask people questions, they hit reply and tell me X. They'll reply.
Yes, and the nice thing with telling them to hit reply and tell me, they normally tell you a lot. They'll, you know, because they just think that they're responding to you personally, which they are, because, I mean, it doesn't go into a no reply thing for me. You know, it actually goes to my inbox, which I get to see all the replies. So, people know that. And then when you respond to them, you know, even if it's a very short response, like, you know, thanks, I really appreciate you getting back to me, it just blows their mind because they've actually got this personal response from you.
Okay. So one thing I want to ask is this an ongoing thing? So because you have autoresponder matters, and I think that's your main thing. Are you doing this research just when you create products and create a sequence, or do you do it as an ongoing, maybe a monthly thing or a quarterly thing?
Yeah, the ones that are hard-coded into my sequences is just so I can gather intel along the way. Okay. And so I'm always on the pulse. I have different products. And then so as people come into my sales funnel, I'll ask them the question as well. So they're brand new people. And then I'll ask them, why did they buy this product? What motivated them to buy it? What one thing did I say on the sales page that got you to buy it? Do you know me? Yes or no? And that creates a whole bunch of really amazing insights for me, because now I get to see what's working in my copy. You know, what was that one thing that's motivating them to buy? Or was it just because they know my name and then I could have said anything? So, which is why I also ask that question, do you know me? Yeah. If they say, no, I don't know you, and this one thing is why I purchased it, you know, that's amazing insights that you can then feed back into your sales funnel. So it's always getting more and more tight. Okay. And it's so easy. It's just one little survey thing. And everybody seems to respond to it. I mean, our customer ones, as they come into our funnel, I mean, we must get a 70%+ response rate. It's really high.
That's awesome. Okay, so I think we're coming up to about time soon. But one thing I think would be really interesting to talk about is how do you take the research that you get and actually turn that into an email or a series of emails?
Well, once you understand where people want to go or what end result they want to achieve, it becomes a lot easier to understand what you can say along the way that's going to move them forward or move them towards getting that end result. Mm. So that's where I start, and then I'll just wrap a story around that. It's not, you know, when you watch Lost, that's obviously one story that will go across an entire episode. You obviously can't tell a story in an email that's going to go through 20 emails. I mean, there's every email has a new story, or can have one story that maybe rolls across three emails, but then it just starts over again. But it's always contextually connected to a previous story, because obviously you know what you've just written. So yeah, I just mark down on a piece of paper all these little points. They want to get to the end, and to get to that point, they need to do these, you know, go through these steps, and then it's just about writing emails that's going to move them closer to that. And when you understand the pain and the problem and the desires, it does become a lot easier to know what to write.
Okay, so because I know you have the autoresponder manager, so that's the paid product. When you have like a marketing funnel that's for unpaid, like prospects who haven't bought anything yet, are you sending them like content in terms of like content marketing, like tips and tricks and that kind of thing? Or are you just telling a story and trying to get them a bit riled up, a bit excited about whatever you're about to sell them?
I'm not a big fan of giving away lots of free information for the sake of just giving away free information. I know there's lots of people that make the mistake that they give this tons and tons of free information away, and then they wonder why people don't respond when they ask them to
totally agree.
To actually pay for something. So I'm very careful about what free stuff I give them. So I'll always write stories, and within the context of those stories, there's always value. And there could be tips within those emails, but it's not just here's an entire email of how to do X, which is just like a freebie thing. I tend to avoid that, but there's still value in the emails that they get sent out, including tips. And I also like to write stories where I will, one of my sales funnels that actually works really well, which is a free one, I just take people through the scenario, and so then they can put themselves in that seat, and I'll give everybody in the email a name, so they've said, you know, so these proper characters, they have names. I do say in the beginning that I've used fictional names to represent, you know, to create the story, but it's all based on fact though. And then I tell the story about, you know, Mark, the newbie marketer that does X, Y, and Z, and then the story just kind of goes from there. But then they can insert themselves into that, because I know that they've been through this already, and they've been through all these problems, and they've hit their head against the wall, And so when they read the story, they, you know, you could literally see them nodding their heads. And right. as soon as you get them nodding your heads, then you've won. then you've got them on your side, because that's empathy. And then you can move them along. You can move them towards the solution. And then obviously at the end of the story, even though it's a free story, at the end of the story, you can say, you know, it's really easy to have your product, your paid product as the solution at the very end. And you've given them all this really amazing value along the way, which is free. But then a lot more people are going to respond to actually buying the thing because of the way that it's being presented to them.
Right. And I think there's something to be said for, you know, when people get an email, like, they don't just want information. They want to be entertained. And it's amazing, like, what stories will do. Because, you know, I was thinking, we're at the bar the other night with a couple of friends, and I remember telling a story, and it was a completely made-up story. And one of my friends was there, and she was listening to it. And I was just making it up. Like, I was flying on the cuff, and it started off like, all right, let me tell you this story about something that happened recently. And as soon as someone hears that, it opens that loop. And then there's this, I think you talk about it, the Zeigarnik, whatever the word is, effect, where there is literally, they experience anxiety until they hear the closure to that story. And it's extremely powerful. Just hearing that line, like, oh, you should hear about what happened to me the other day. Someone's like, what happened? You know, it's just a natural inbuilt drive that they have to know. It's crazy.
Yes, I mean, that's a good point. And then from the point where you've opened the loop to the point where you close that loop and they get the conclusion, they're very, very aware. You know, you've got their undivided attention.
Yeah.
And there's very few things that create that same effect. Okay. So yeah, and you can totally do it using email.
Awesome. Cool, man. Well, we're just about at time. So before we wrap it up, though, give yourself a plug. Where can people find you? And then we'll say goodbye.
OldestMindOfMadness.com. Just type in OldestMindOfMadness into Google, or type in Andre Chaperon into Google, and I should come up.
Yep, not the other Andre Chaperon. That was a bad joke. Don't worry. Anyway, thank you for your time, Andre. This has been really good.
You're really welcome, mate. Take care.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening. If you want to discover more insider tips, tricks, and secrets about driving sales with email marketing, sign up for daily email tips from the Autoresponder Guy. Go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Sign up, confirm your email address, and I'll send you daily emails on how to improve your email marketing and make more sales via email. You'll find out why open rates don't matter, and the 7-letter word that underlies all effective marketing, and much more.